It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, it's Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious? I hope you're not. Keep the black cats and the ladders away. No broken mirrors on today's show. Just nonstop fun and music. Matthew Slahetka joins us in just a moment. He's here with a brand new album, and he's out and about promoting his new sound. So we're going to talk to Matthew Slahetka and also get a few requests in. We've got our big contests coming up. I'm glad you could make it for the Friday show. Welcome to Border Crossings.
Met years ago today. You gave me comfort on my way. But now I'm stuck here because of you. Only one thing left to do. It took too long. But you have just won out at Frey. But now it breaks my heart in two. To think of needing something new. It took way too long. But I'm moving on. Moving on.
Oh,
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We have a special guest in our studios, and he comes to us with a brand new album. We'd like to welcome to DC and to VOA. I think I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna give it my best shot. Matthew, I can handle Slahetka.
Yeah,
well, that
perfect.
Easy piece of
exactly.
Cake.
You know what I mean? Take the Z and the C out of it, and it's a whole new ballgame.
Slahetka.
You know?
So what is the origin of that name?
It's Polish.
Polish name.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty gutsy move to keep that name as a recording artist.
It is. Yeah. I mean, when I decided to do the whole solo thing, I was kind of at odds. I was like, what do I do? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like, it's like last name like Miller or something like
right.
that. But the people that kind of deterred me from doing the stage name were a bunch of my friends who worked at labels, and they were just like, if there's any time to have a unique last name, it's now. So I was like, all right, I'm taking your word for it.
Well, there you go. And so because of the Polish origin, do you go to see your family and your relatives in Poland? Or you
know, I still have never been. Mm-hmm. I've been told, I've actually read about it, Slahetka, they were the Polish nobility. And my dad always jokes. He's like, yeah, we have a castle with our name on it somewhere in Poland. So, one of these days I'm bound to get over there and check it out.
Well, we're being heard by people in Poland. We're being heard by people all around the world right now. VOA reaches, millions in about 60 countries.
Amazing.
And then those on the internet, there's millions more finding us. So I'm happy that you're here with us. And the new album, it's your debut CD.
Yeah.
And so you're excited, I'm sure, about this. You have EPs, I think.
Well, I was in a previous band called the North Star Session. We put out 5 albums. Mm-hmm. And then, bands like they normally do ran its course. And I had this huge collection of other songs that I was writing and felt really strongly about. And people kind of kept asking me if I was going to go solo. And they were kind of like hinting at it. And it was just one of those things. I just had to do it. And it's been incredibly liberating. And it's been just a wonderful experience.
And the album's called Waits for a Storm to Find?
Yes.
So explain that to me.
So it's a lyric from the song. It's taken from the phrase that waits for a storm to find. It's, the chorus is, the sun sets on concrete rivers. I try to see the reflections on my mind raging through an empty trough. That waits for a storm to find.
Cool.
And that song, for me, just it really summed up the whole album as an entity. The album for me represents a transition and change, and kind of for me it was tapping into, I don't want to sound like a downer, but a darker side that I wasn't as comfortable letting people in on. And it's that much more of an incredibly intimate, personal album for me. The last song for me just, it kind of symbolizes like wasted potential, but there's still a potential there, And when I wrote the song, it was an instance where, I was in the car. I was actually driving on Barham Boulevard, which is in Burbank, and there's a part where you cross over the LA River, which, 98.5% of the time of the year, it's just a concrete installment in LA. Mm-hmm. And it's rare that water actually goes through that thruway. And I was crossing over the bridge, and it was beautiful sunset. And I just kind of looked at it, and the chorus just hit, I took that home and came up with the chorus. And then I hit probably the biggest bout of writer's block that I've ever hit, and because at the time I knew I had something and I didn't really know what the rest of the song needed to be about. And so then I thought that by, playing what I'd already written over and over and over again, it would somehow unlock the door to the rest of the song. And I couldn't have been more wrong about that either, because all I ended up doing was just, really bumming my neighbors out. They started pounding on my door. They'd be like, play something else, please,
We're crying
in
here.
So finally I put the song down, and then probably about a year later, I was out on a run really early in the morning between like 6 and 6:30. And this was when I was living in a part of LA called Beechwood Canyon, which is the hills under the Hollywood sign. And on this morning, like, the fog was still out. The streetlights were on. The sun was just starting to peek its way through the trees. And up ahead about 40 yards was this coyote just hanging out in the middle of the street. And instead of, bolting like they normally do, he just kind of made eye contact with me and just started trotting along with me. And about halfway through the run, we realized we were like on the same path. And by the time I got home, I knew what the rest of the song needed to be about. And that's when like the rest of it just
Wow.
Came incredibly fast.
Songs come from the strangest places.
Yeah, but that song for me took at least a year to write, just because
I knew one song. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, I knew I had something, but I didn't want to blow it. You know, and I knew that the song had an integrity, but I just didn't know what it was at the time.
Do you take that much time typically with all your music?
No, it's some. You know, some songs can take a year. Some songs I've written in 5 minutes. One of my funny ways of kind of finding calmness in the house is washing dishes. And like, you know, after I cook, I'll just, you know, obviously wash the dishes because I'm kind of an anal neat freak. And I've had a bunch of songs hit me while I'm washing dishes, and I'll just put them down for a minute and then go bang out a song, you know?
That's great.
So, yeah.
That's great. I want to talk about the songwriting process, the darker side you alluded to, all the interesting things that make up this album and make you who you are. And you brought Jules with you.
Yep.
And he's going to accompany you. I guess you're going to do something for us now, a song.
Yeah.
What's this called?
Come Home for December.
Come Home for December.
Yep. Which is one of the 12 songs off the new album.
All right.
Rain fills the gutters, puddles on the ground, wood for the fire, wet leaves all around. Days in the kitchen, just home from school. First taste of brandy, never could follow no rule. We've grown divided, have time is strange. I'm wondering where you are. Come home for December, we can put your reggae on. Come home for December, we can sing a song. Told you right from wrong. You left home early, and I'd wish I tagged along. We've grown divided. How time is strange. I'm wondering where you are. If I know your heartache was left alone, I'd take in the time to call. Come home for December, we can put your reggae on. Come home for December, we can sing a song. Come home December, we can put your reggae on. Come home for December, we can sing a song. We can sing a song. We can sing a song.
Wow, very nice. Very, very nice. Matthew Slahetka in our studios, Waits for a Storm to Find, is the debut album, and love that music. I mean, so you got inspiration as a musician from people like Springsteen and people like that, the hard rocker type guys.
Yeah.
That doesn't come through in your music.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a gumbo of, you know, I mean, I definitely grew up on like a steady diet of like folk, classic rock, blues, and, you know, just the real American music, you know, and, you know, obviously like Springsteen, Tom Petty, Jackson Browne, Ry Cooter, you know, people like that are definitely people that have just inspired me my whole life.
Do you see yourself as a, you know, a songwriter who sings? Or a singer who happens to write songs? Your greatest strength?
I consider myself a decent singer and a decent guitar player, but I don't know. I feel like my strength is with songwriting. You know what I mean? I definitely feel comfortable singing or playing guitar, but I'm by no means the greatest singer or guitar player. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a losing battle if you try to play that game. I just try to write the best songs I possibly can because at the end of the day, I mean, it's the songs that hold through. I mean, that's why, you know, Dylan was so good.
Right.
I mean, and I've always loved his voice, you know, particularly the earlier stuff. But I mean, that's his songs were just timeless, you know, and that's what, you know, I hope to strive for.
It's a big leap of faith to leave a band where you've got several albums and an established sound and then all of a sudden go off by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything changes. You know, there's not, the sound is different, you know, and it's now the focal point is you. It probably was in the band too as the lead singer, but it's different where you're out there on your own.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it was like I had a sound in my head that I knew I wanted to do. And, you know, when you're in bands, I mean, definitely not ashamed of anything I did in that band and proud of what we did. But, you know, I mean, it just, at the end of the day, it wasn't the sound that I wanted to be doing. And you know, I just knew it in my gut that I needed to be following my heart to kind of get back to more of like the rootsy, you know, I hate to say the word Americana vibe, but, you know, just... like I was saying before, the stuff I grew up on, like a blend of folk, classic rock, and blues and stuff.
You know? When you decided to leave the band, I think I read somewhere where you kind of hit a wall, where you got kind of tired or bored, or it was just kind of, you didn't feel like you had anything left to accomplish. And so, is that a common occurrence with musicians, or is that?
It can be. I mean, for me, it came down and I felt like I was punching a time card every day. And, you know, I mean, we were spinning our wheels and... I mean, when you're putting that much time in, I mean, we would do anywhere from like 150 to 200 dates across the country. And I still hold that type of touring schedule.
Wow.
It's nonstop.
Busy.
But, you know, I just knew that when you make that sacrifice, if you're not getting the artistic value out of it and if that's not making you happy, then you're doing something wrong. And I knew that I had to change something up.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned earlier, okay, so I'm putting out my debut album as a solo artist, left the band now, and this album is my darker side.
Right.
So that explain that. What is the darker side? What does that mean? And why did you decide to go in that direction?
You know, for me, it was just kind of letting people in on, you know, just how I felt more often too. You know, with the old band, it's like we definitely wrote like more positive songs and stuff, but I feel like there weren't as many of the real up close and personal type of songs that I've written with my new album. You know, and to be honest, you know, a lot of people have just come up to me and told me that they've been identifying with the new stuff even more. And you know, the thing you always strive for, at least I strive for as a songwriter, is, I mean, you know, the goal is to like put personal stuff in there, but not be too specific. So that way people can translate to it and take a little piece of it and make it theirs, you know? Cause I think if you write too specific, you kind of pigeonhole yourself. The best thing for me is when someone comes up and asks me like, oh, was your song about this? I'm like, no, it wasn't, but I'm glad that that's what you took away from it because you know, that has that personal quality to you now. So
I'm going to give you a chance to sing another song.
Awesome.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd love to hear something else from the new album, I assume.
Yep.
Matthew Slahetka is our guest here on Border Crossings. You both L.A. guys?
Jules actually is the son of the guitar teacher that I studied with growing up.
Oh.
And that's how I initially met Jules. So I've known Jules since... he was an infant.
Okay. I thought maybe he was.
And now he's a better guitar player than me.
I thought he was under another letter under the Hollywood sign. He's under the W. I was under the A. Yeah, you're an O. You're an O.
I'm actually in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh. What's this one called?
This is called "And I See You Now."
And I See You Now.
This is the second song in the album.
Guess I'll go and act it again, covering up all the baggage. I used to treat it just like a friend, but now it's a job I'm stuck in. Wondering what I'm gonna do when the bomb gets dropped again. Wondering what I'm gonna
put it all on the line again. And I see you now, trying to wear me out. And I see you now, trying to break me down. And I see you now, gonna fix it somehow. And I see you now, gonna fix it somehow. It feels like I'm out on the run from something I started. She's just like the one that got away, and now I'm kicking myself in. Foundation once built to last, but now water seeps through the cracks. Foundation's built to last over time. Take the problem and then I see you now, trying to wear. And I see you now, trying to break me down. And I see you now, gonna fix it somehow. And I see you now, gonna fix it somehow. I keep taking your punches, come back quick like a southpaw. Rattle ring that encroaches, waiting for the bell to go off, bell to go off. And I see you now, trying to wear me out. And I see you now, trying to break me down. I see you now, gonna fix it somehow. And I see you now, gonna fix it
somehow. It's sounding great. Matthew Slahetka in our studios, Waits for a Storm to Find is the name of the brand new album. And so the album is autobiographical in Absolutely. Its nature. And so is it hard for you to sing a lot of songs that have some pain and personal stories behind them to you? I mean, you sing a song and you know the meaning, but the audience listening to it doesn't know really where it came from.
Sure. For me, I feel like especially when it's that much more personal, I think there's a new level of conviction that's involved. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, you know, I'm able to kind of perform better. I think, I mean, it's, you know, I write for and with a lot of other artists, and I mean, you know, I love writing good songs, but when you have that personal attachment to it, I feel like you can really deliver even more. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just a essence that comes out, I think. Mm.
And you said earlier that, you know, you tend to kind of, you know, not open yourself too much, make yourself too vulnerable. So when you're doing a show and you perform a song, do you tell everybody, this song comes from here? This
Absolutely.
I was going through this really tough time, yeah. And so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, I always try to, like, cater a set where, you know, you have certain moments of the set where, you know, you let people in on the song, because it has that moment where, you know, people's kind of heartstrings can get pulled a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if you do that, like, every song, it's just like, all right, this guy's got a really personal song about everything. Like, man, you know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, but when you create those moments within a set, you know, mm-hmm. you know, you're always trying to strive for, you know, having each audience member leave with a little something, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's the story you tell or if there's like a moment with a song that has, you know, some sort of musical moment in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you're doing the live show as a big band, the whole, or is it just as acoustic
both.
Thing? Or
it all depends on the type of tour I'm doing, like the mm-hmm. budgets involved.
Right.
You know, I mean, I always prefer to tour the band because I love playing electric. I personally like to do, when I can have a full band with me, I like to do two full band sections and then like in the middle, kind of break it down and do like a little solo acoustic mm-hmm. part, because that way I can do like some more finger picky type stuff and just kind of really allow the audience to get the full vibe of what I'm about musically.
I like your sound, and there's just not enough of it these days. Right now everything is very pop, very hook-driven.
Yeah.
And the days of the guitar-based music,
yeah.
It's just not there anymore. I mean, the people
you
cite as your Dylan and Springsteen, that, you know, that's not happening today. It's Sam Smith and Ed Sheeran. And, you know, although Ed Sheeran does play some guitar a little bit, but, you know, kind of it's gone away from that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are definitely artists that are current that I really love, but I think you just have to dig a little bit more these days to find mm-hmm. the rootsier stuff.
And you've done a lot of touring with some big names. I see John Waite and quite a few other big names. Yep. How was that?
Was
fun?
Great, yeah. I mean, got to hang out with him after. He's an absolutely gracious person. Had a really good time with him. One of my friends was playing guitar in his band at the time, so it was nice to, you know, open for him and just kind of hang out after. I mean, you know, Chris Isaak was great, Brandi Carlile, mm-hmm. Chris Hillman, who's definitely one of my heroes. I've opened up for him twice now, and, you know, especially somebody like that who's been in some of your favorite bands and written some of your favorite songs. I mean, mm-hmm. it was an absolute pleasure to open for him, and, you know, he was really gracious with his time mm-hmm. and kind of hung out a little bit as well after.
And you do a lot of touring and a lot of shows, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for the summer? I mean, more of the same?
Touring,
followed by touring.
That, and then, you know, my manager's got a bunch of stuff lined up between, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like this, and then, you know, people coming out to the shows.
Any festivals in the summer?
We've got some bids in right now, so we're just waiting to find out.
Mm-hmm. And your national touring, planning on that?
I can't wait. Nothing yet, but you know, I would love to get over to Europe and the UK. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's definitely been one of my goals. You know, I recently signed with a new manager, and, you know, he's got some connections over there. So I'm really hoping sooner than later we get some bites over there to go over the pond.
And what about the social media following? Tell me about you're on Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff.
Yep.
Go ahead and tell everybody how people can find you.
Make sure you get your smart devices out. Facebook.com/MatthewSZLMusic. And you know, you can link to all the other websites there. That's probably the easiest way. When we're on Instagram, you know, Twitter, all that stuff.
Do you respond yourself, or do you have your team?
Yeah, I respond, you know. Especially for show invites. You know, I still send personal invites. So if you get an email from me, whether it's on Facebook or your regular email address, it's coming from me. So it's not a bot, or it's not any sort of spam mechanism. It's mm-hmm. it's me sitting in front of the computer and not practicing my guitar. So, so yeah.
And what about your website?
So it's MatthewSlahetka.com. So that's Matthew, MatthewSlahetka.
Matthew Slahetka, not spelled anyway like it sounds.
Nope.
Well, it's what a pleasure it is to have you in the studios. You got one more song for us?
Yep. This is called Back Into Your Heart. This is the first single we're pushing off the album. Another reason to like the Facebook page, or if you go to my website, you can sign up on the email list, which is always highly encouraged. We have the official video coming out in a few weeks. And, you know, I am biased, but it came out really, really great. And it's
what's
another
in the video?
Reason.
Tell me about what we're going to see.
So it's actually scripted. We had a couple actors come in. My really good friend John Prescott, who actually is if there are anybody who are big coffee drinkers, and anybody familiar with the Gevalia coffee brand, they have basically like the equivalent of the Dos Equis guy for the coffee world, and they have a character named Johan, who is, you know, he's supposed to be this Scandinavian, you know, like heartthrob, you know, like, you know, Dos Equis type guy. And so they gave him like a big blonde wig with extensions and stuff. And I mean, he's done a bunch of movies and TV shows, but this gig he got with Gevalia Coffee like opened up a lot of doors for him. But so he's the main actor in it. Mm-hmm. And then he brought in one of his friends, another actress named Sharmila Sani. And it came out really great. My friends Ken Barrows and Paul Hicks shot it, and Paul edited it. But Ken actually has his film IMVDB credits are ridiculous. Like, he worked on Like a Virgin by Madonna. He did Little Pink Houses by John Mellencamp. He did Everyone Wants to Rule the World. Mm-hmm. He did a bunch of stuff with Tom Petty, Joe Walsh in the 80s.
Nice resume.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm just so, so grateful that, you know, they're fans of what I do and, you know, they're part of the team. So.
All right. And the name of the song?
Back Into Your Heart.
All right.
And I wrote this with my good friend Kyle Puccia.
Here's Matthew Slahetka.
Cool.
Sunlight peeking through the window reflects the highlights in your hair. Breeze blowing through the window, smell of jasmine in the air. And though we left those days behind, you're forever on my mind. If you need to take some time, if you got something to find, I'll be right here waiting for a sign to move back into your heart. If you're out of words to say and you got to run away, I'll be right here waiting for a sign to move back into your heart. You left on Tuesday morning. Now my Mondays never end. You cut me off without warning. Now I'm missing my best friend. Though you left those days behind, can't get you off my mind. If you need to take some time, if you got something to find, I'll be right here waiting for a sign to move back into your heart. If you're out of words to say and you got to run away, I'll be right here waiting for a sign to move back into your heart. Push down your pain, but you gotta face it. Don't throw away the life we made. You just gotta believe that. If you need to take some time, if you got something to find, I'll be right here waiting for a sign to move back into your heart. If you're out of words to say, then you got to run away. I'll be right here waiting for a sign to move back into your heart. For a sign to move back into your heart. Thank you.
Great. Great, great, great. Matthew Slahetka. The album is Waits for a Storm to Find. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
What a great, great sounding album, and I'm excited to listen to the whole thing. So thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Coming in. Thank you, Jules.
Thank you.
Don't talk so much. This is Border Crossings on The Voice of America. I'm Larry London.
Larry London. I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1 + 1 = 2. And it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through. 'Cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. Low. Hold me in close and don't let me go. Make love to me. So when the world's at war, that our love heals us all. Right now, baby, make love to me. Me, 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 me. Oh, oh, make love to me. About guns, but I've been shot by you. Hey, and I don't know when I'm gonna die, but I hope that I'm gonna die by you. Hey, and I don't know much about fighting, but I know I will fight for you. Hey, just when I fall up, realize I'm laying right next to you, baby. We ain't got nothing but love. And darling, you got enough for the both of us. Ooh, make love to me when my days look low. Help me let down my guard. Make love to me.
That was music from Beyoncé, and it's called 1 + 1. And according to my mathematics, equals 2.
That's a request from King, who listens in Nigeria. Thank you very much, King, for making that request here to Border Crossings. Again, thank you to Matthew Slahetka, who is on the show for the first half of our program today. And what a pleasure to talk to him. Appreciate him coming down and bringing in some great music sounds for us to jam to. Welcome to Border Crossings. If there is a request you'd like to make on a future show, give us a call, 202-619-2077. That's our phone number. We'll be happy to take the request while we're here in the studio. Otherwise, use the email. It's bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. What we do is play requests on this show, and of course, you have to make those requests for us to play. Dean gets it. Dean is in California joining Border Crossings. Dean, welcome aboard. He wants to hear Michael Jackson and a song called It's the Falling in Love, right here on Border Crossings.
It's the falling in love. I don't know where we are, and though I find myself attracted to you, at this time I'm trying not to go too far, cause no matter how it starts, it ends the same. Someone's always doing someone more, trading in the passion for that taste of pain. It's only
in love. love me. No, I love you more.
I love you more.
And when you say you need me, no, I need you more. Boy, I
Crossings with Rita Adegwa's request, and Rita listens to us with Nathaniel Adegwa, and they are listening in Ghana to Border Crossings. And I say hello to everybody in Ghana. We got a lot of followers who tune us in Ghana, and we're so happy that you're with us each and every day, 1500 universals the time. My name's Larry London, and the song was Miley Cyrus, Adore. And if you ever go to Las Vegas, you might want to check out the Venetian Hotel. They just put up a big wax figure of Miley Cyrus sitting on her wrecking ball right in front of the casino in Las Vegas. They're going to move it inside to the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum after it's displayed for a couple of weeks. But right now it's out in front for everyone to see. It took about 20 workers 6 months to make this wax figure of Miley Cyrus on her wrecking ball. My name is Larry London. Coming up next, Nairobi is checking in with Border Crossings, and Vincent Maloba wants me to play this song from the Black Eyed Peas, who are celebrating their 20th anniversary this year in music, and they've promised some new music this year. Here are the Black Eyed Peas, and I Got a Feeling.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Keep
Was the Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling. Fergie is working on a new album. Will.i.am will be here in D.C. April 18th. He is hosting the Earth Day concert at the mall. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings, and thank you again, Matthew Slahetka, for joining us on the first half of our show. My name is Larry London, and I hope you enjoy your weekend. Yes, the weekend is finally here, and we will return on Monday at 1500 Universal with more music and requests, and our CD giveaway continues. We'll also include a VOA t-shirt with that giveaway, so tune us in. Have a great weekend. This is Border Crossings. Thank you, Felicia. Thank you, Vince. And thank you for listening. I'm Larry London on the VOA1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.